Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lewis. This is the Gemini Podcast. I appreciate you guys for joining me today. I haven't done a lot of these in the recent past because, quite frankly, politically, nothing that exciting has been going on. But with the whole Ukraine thing, I really needed to kind of touch base on some stuff there, at least from our end of things, you know, with the United States. And then Biden making a very peculiar comment that I thought was pretty weird. So, I can't play the clip, unfortunately, through here. But if you Google Biden F-15 comment, you'll find something rather disturbing. And effectively what he said is that in order to fight the government, we would need F-15s. And that we would be fighting the people behind him. The people behind him being the military. And he's not incorrect, right? If there was an uprising against the government, they would have to do exactly that. And the military would, assuming that people didn't desert, which I'm assuming most wouldn't, that's who they would be fighting. And the power of the military in the United States is something to be reckoned with. I mean, we're certainly a superpower, and the people within the country would certainly have a hard time fighting them. That being said, telling the citizens of the United States that they shouldn't be concerned with owning their AR-15s or whatever it is that he was referring to right there, because they would be fighting people with F-15s, was the most tyrannical comment I think I've ever heard from a president. That was pure stupidity. And he said a lot of really dumb things, and I've ignored them for the most part because what's the point, right? I mean, Joe Biden saying something stupid is not particularly in the wheelhouse of the unimaginable. That being said, I thought it merited some conversation because there's no scenario in which a president should, in my opinion, ever be avidly against the Second Amendment. And certainly not saying that we should give up, because that's kind of what it sounded like to me. It sounded like he said, well, just give up hope of ever trying to beat us because we have superior firepower. Well, I mean, when it was written, so far as I'm aware, as my history is correct, the English had superior firepower to us, and we still managed to beat them. I'm not saying there's going to be an uprising tomorrow, but I believe that there's enough people to cause a problem. And that's kind of the crux, right, of the conversation. A sitting U.S. president should not be making comments like that. And I know everybody's like, oh, well, what about Trump? Trump did that shit all the time. You're right, he did, and I knocked him for it as well. He absolutely shouldn't have been making those comments, and when he did, I said something, and, you know, it was like the whole damn inject yourself with bleach or whatever stupid comment that Trump made when you know, COVID was in full swing and lockdowns were a thing. Oh, well, drink bleach or whatever the hell it is that he said. You know, and I thought that his statements were not only stupid but damaging. This guy, Biden, is the leader of the free world. The president of the United States should not be making overt comments against constitutional rights, ever. There should be no scenario in which that occurs with any president. But he did. Within, what, minutes, hours, 2 million plus views, maybe more. It's just, it's a really, really bad look. And for a president, first off, for a Democratic president going into the midterms, you know, and just now, actually, I think the midterms are occurring, that's unwise, right? That's a really good way to start losing some base. And it seems like every time Biden says something stupid, the administration has to, call it back. He's done this several times where he'll say something and the administration's like, oh, no, that's not the official position, he misspoke. It's like, if you ever wanted to actually make the president look like simply nothing more than a figurehead, that's a really good way to do it. And it's not a good thing to do, ever. Because the reality is that if you're going to do something like that, well, maybe you shouldn't be president. You know, you want to be an activist for anti-gun legislation, do that. But don't shit on the Constitution. And don't shit on the rights that people are afforded by the Constitution. And certainly don't just destroy hope, because that's what he was doing, right? I mean, exactly what Biden was doing right there was attempting to belittle people's belief in why they own firearms. For the majority of people out there, law-abiding gun owners, citizens of this United States, they own firearms to protect themselves and their families. And they understand that that right is afforded to them by the Constitution, which stated that if you were to need to go against your government, you had the tools to do so. To tell the entire country that, well, you don't really have the tools to do so because we have bigger guns than you is, like I said, it just seemed like such a tyrannical comment to me, and I don't know why he made it. That being said, let me take a real quick break here. Go ahead and let the shameless plug play so I can pay my bills, and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back, folks. So, getting away from the stupid Biden comment, I kind of wanted to talk about the Ukraine situation. Never spoken about it on the channel, not for any, you know, political reasons. It's just, you know, I understand why we're there. We might as well be, right? We're in a proxy war with Russia. Anybody who doesn't believe that, quite frankly, isn't paying attention. We are providing the majority of weapons and financial help to Ukraine, which is currently an adversary of Russia. And I think the only reason Russia isn't fully going all out on the United States is because they're also not calling it a war, right? And for us to be supplying weapons to their adversary that's they're not technically in a war with, I guess, doesn't hold merit or something. I don't know. They call it a special military operation. You're actually jailed in Russia if you call it a war or speak out against it in general. But my real question is, why are we providing Ukraine this level of assistance? Humanitarian aid, fine. I get that. But why are we actually providing military hardware to the Ukraine? Now, I understand that there's some virtue signaling that's going to occur, and you need to stand with Ukraine. Everybody had their Facebook things in the blue and yellow, their profile pics in the blue and yellow for a little while, and, you know, that kind of faded off. Most people aren't even paying attention anymore. But it's a good idea to pay attention because, you know, Congress not so long ago passed a package for $40 billion, with a B, $40 billion to allocate to the war in Ukraine. To what end, I have to ask? What is the purpose? Why are we doing that? It doesn't seem to make sense to me personally that we're over there doing something. Now, I understand that Russia taking over the Ukraine would cause an issue with gas pipelines and stuff like that. So I understand the strategic advantage of not allowing the Ukraine to fall under Russian hands. But again, so just so you guys are aware, the reason we wouldn't let the Ukraine into NATO, which, who by the way, is also supplying them with just substantial amounts of equipment, is I think partly because we didn't want to piss off Russia too much, but primarily because of how freaking corrupt they were. The entire Ukrainian government was incredibly corrupt, and they couldn't actually get into NATO because of it. So why now? Because they were invaded by Russia? And to that end, what is the actual end game? What are we getting out of providing $40 billion worth of aid to the Ukraine? What purpose does it serve the United States? And I know that seems like a heartless thing to say, but the reality again is that we didn't give a shit about the Ukraine 5 years ago. You know, we got upset when Russia annexed Crimea, right? And we said, oh, Putin, don't do that. But we didn't actually do anything about it because, again, why would we? It's the Ukraine. That's their own problem. But here we are, Congress passing multi-billion dollar aid packages. And again, I can understand it from a humanitarian aspect. Help the people, help the civilians get out. I'm not saying that Russia isn't doing terrible things to the Ukraine. They're targeting civilians routinely. They're committing heinous war crimes that they should and need to be accountable for. But again, why is that the United States problem? We're not actually putting boots on the ground. I highly doubt we ever will. Unless for some reason the Russians decide to nuke the Ukraine. Even then, I still think it's a long shot. But what's the purpose? Again, what is our end game? Some transparency from the Biden administration would be very useful here. You know, where is $40 billion appearing from, other than the fact that we're just printing it? I mean, we don't have enough financial problems in the United States that we need to be printing $40 billion to send overseas. Anybody else think that's just ridiculously dumb, irresponsible even? But here's the thing that you guys got to understand is that Biden is a tax and spend liberal. So if he signed off on that package, that means taxes are going to be involved. So it's not the government that's paying for it, it's you. We are paying for that aid to be sent to Ukraine. So please, by all means, tell me what stake you have in the war in Ukraine. Again, I mean, shy of virtue signaling, there doesn't seem to be any purpose for it. And I honestly don't understand it. But maybe it's the oil, right? Maybe it's those pipelines. Maybe it's helping Germany because they're being shut off by, you know, Russia. Or I honestly, again, it's just so weird that we're so heavily financially invested in the Ukraine at this point when, again, 5 years ago, we could have given a damn less about the country because of how goddamn corrupt they were. You know, and the pretense for this invasion of the Ukraine obviously is heinous, right? The claims that Russia is making about the Nazis and stuff like that is just bizarre, but it's propaganda for the Russians. This has been going on forever. They shouldn't have invaded Ukraine, but now that they have, what's our bid in it? To stop Russia? I mean, if you're not actually going to go to war with Russia over this, why are we providing them with so much money? I just think it's odd, and I think it's good food for thought. But unfortunately, we're going to go ahead and make this a short one today. I appreciate you guys listening. As always, feel free to leave your comments and your thoughts on it. And I hope you guys have a great night.